Hello again, everyone. It's time again for the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good, and He is truly mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord has so much to say to His people, and I thank God for every one of you that just love Him, that want to do His ways, that want to do His word, that seek Him to know Him. I thank God for you. You are very precious in His sight, and you're a blessing to everybody you know. You give people a chance to see what's true and what's alive, the heart of God, because you represent His truth as you do His word. We do His word when it's good. We do His word when it's not convenient. We do His word when it's not when it doesn't seem to be to our favor. But I promise you, it's working to help people enter the kingdom of God. You know, honesty can help you win souls. One man came to the Lord because I was honest with him. And the Lord, He used me to minister salvation and also healing because I was honest. And to me, I was just being normal. But I was honest because that's what I learned from the Lord. God can use your trustworthy behavior, your integrity, your kindness. Never take it for granted, because you affect people in a positive way. And most of the time, people don't come back and tell you they trusted God because of how you were. But sometimes the Lord will you'll get feedback. You don't always get the feedback you would like to. But every time you do right by people, people notice it, and they don't forget it. And I thank God for that. See, when you do what's right, you expose Satan's lies for what they are. And he's tried to diminish God in man's eyes for centuries. And every time God has somebody that will walk the straight line, the narrow path, and keep on trusting Jesus Christ as their Savior and as their Lord and as their King. See, sometimes people just trust Him as their Savior, and I thank God for them. They're going to live. They're going to heaven. But greater are those who trust God as their Savior, as their King. They trust Him as their Savior, and they trust Him as their King and their Lord. When Jesus say do something, when the Word of God say do something, they do it. Even when they don't feel like doing it, they do it anyway. They pray for the people that bother them. They pray for their enemies. They do it consistently, and they mean it. They even look for results in the lives of those that have caused them harm. And they care about their soul. And that's, you know, these are the people of great price to God. That God values them highly, and He will reward them openly. And I thank God for it. Now we're going to continue. We've been talking about how the Lord is very interested in you, in every part of your life. And the last few broadcasts we gave an analogy. You know, a lot of college students go to school and they major in something and they minor in something. And then they whatever they majored in, for whatever reason, they choose another major, and it ends up costing them a lot of money and their parents and whoever. Sometimes students lose scholarships because they change their major. But if you do something in your heart, there will be challenges. And today I want to talk about the network. We started on the last broadcast, and the Lord put it on my heart to talk about it again. You have to look at this life for what it is. Whatever you try to do that's positive, the Lord is for you. He's not against you. He wants to help you. But He has people in place, usually in your very own neighborhood. There are churches. And a church is a place you can go to get refreshed. You can learn things about God so that you can trust Him. You're not going to just trust God because He's good. You're going to trust Him because you have faith in His word and you obey Him. And as you obey Him, you're going to find out that all of His word works. And you're going to see how your life will heal. See, when you first get saved, a healing process has begun in you. As you study His Word and do His Word and learn His Word and do more of His Word, God is going to have greater rapport with you. He's going to have a reputation. You're going to see that His Word is alive and it's able to help you heal. It's able to help you do better. It's able to help you overcome the obstacles that are already in your path. And when I say obstacles, I mean obstacles. The things that used to make you cry, as you study God's Word and receive His Word and speak His Word and do His Word, you'll find yourself laughing in the same situations that used to make you cry. And I say that from experience. And that's when you start trusting God. That's when the Lord gives you something to do, you see it through. And it takes the same kind of courage, it takes the same kind of strength to finish college or any positive thing that you're doing. You can pray for a good job and you can get the good job. But if you don't have the character strength that comes from God's Word, I'm going to tell you what will happen to you. You'll get the job and the laziest people will try to set the pace. And as you go about, you just got the job, you want to show the boss that you were a good choice. And you try to work hard. Your fellow employees, they're going to try to get you to slow down and be like them. That's when you're going to have character courage. And you're going to have to go forward. Because if you start acting like them, you may lose that good job and your livelihood along with it. And it's harder to get a better job the next time because that man's going to, or that woman, the other employees are going to know what kind of person you are. And if you have character courage and character strength that comes from, if you do it Jesus way, you're going to be fine. Now, you're going to get pushback from people that are lazy and don't want to do their part. And I can personally guarantee you 100% of the time, they're going to be a problem. They're going to talk about you. They're going to talk about the boss. They're going to talk about the job. They're going to tell you all the negative things about the people that's over them. And they've been there so long, they're not going to get rid of them. But they're putting a bug in your ear that's going to affect your emotions. It's going to affect the way you see your boss. And I promise you, everybody has something that's undesirable about them. If you stay around them long enough, you'll see flaws in people. They're there. They're going to be there when you're dead. And they were there before you were born. I mean, that's just the way it is. People have flaws. People don't think alike. They wouldn't do what you do. But you can learn from things, and you can say, hey, they don't realize how they affect people. People don't realize how their actions affects others, unless they get feedback and unless they're humble enough to see things in a circumspectly way. So if you listen to feedback, if you believe the worst about people, it's going to affect your emotions. It's going to affect the way you judge them. It can affect your attitude. And that's how the devil gets one over on us. But if we'll do it Jesus' way, if we'll love people where they are, love them as a person. See, we forgive our family members, our children, our parents, our uncles, aunties. We're more tolerant to them because they're blood. Now, a stranger, he's God's blood. Every stranger, Jesus' blood washed their sins away. And they don't know it. Some of them do, some of them don't. Some of them know it and still act contrary. But your everyday kindness, your everyday stable love can make the difference. And your light, the light of your way, your endeavor to do right says so much that people can't say anything against it. And if they talk about you, people will automatically know that they're lying on you. People know your strengths because they see you. Sometimes they don't know more about your strengths and weaknesses than you do. So if the healing process that began in your heart because you believed on Jesus Christ, that His blood washed your sins away, your spirit man is made brand new. And the healing process has begun in you. And it's active. So when you when you act according to the same love that he saved you with, that he died on the cross to save you with, you lay your life down for others. You be a blessing for others. You do what's right even when it costs you. You're making a difference. And it's noticeable. Satan hates it, so keep doing it. You know, it aggravates Satan, so that's the bonus. I want to aggravate him. I don't like Satan. He kills my people. He kills the racists. So I don't like Satan. Me and him disagree on everything. And that's my attitude. And me and Jesus, I love Jesus. And I endeavor to agree with him on everything. And as he reveals something, I try to make changes. Because I have to grow from glory to glory. But I automatically hate everything Satan does. And I try not to I try not to agree with him on anything. Because he's dead. He's a dead man. And I don't want my life to be like his life. I want to be alive to Jesus Christ. I want to do everything God's way. Now these broadcasts are on the website. If this is a blessing to you, go to newlivingletters.com. This is on the air right now. This is on the website right now. You can listen to the whole broadcast. And there's more than what the radio is going to play. The radio broadcast is 15 minutes, but this broadcast is actually 30 minutes. There's more to it on newlivingletters.com. Don't forget the website, newlivingletters.com. Now, the Lord has a responsibility. The Holy Spirit is precious in His sight. He sent the Holy Spirit to guide you into all truth. The Holy Spirit is who inspires the ministers to minister to you. When you take time and go to a good church, a God-loving church, the Lord will cause the man of God to say things you need at strategic times. That's not the wisdom, that's not the smarts of the pastor. That's the Holy Spirit giving him what to minister, what to say. And a lot of times people go to church and think people have been talking about their business, but it wasn't. The Lord knew what to say. And I know people can gossip, that can happen too, but the things that make the difference, the things that hit the spot, that's the Holy Spirit. He's helping you, warning you, guiding you so that you can do better. So that you can have the character courage you need. You need it along the way of life. So don't waste the network that God has provided for you. When you stand before the Lord, He's going to show to you there were people that He had in place, but you didn't go. See, the Lord does the same thing we do when it comes to He wants to save you. You may or may not want to be saved. But this is what happens. I'm going to read something in James chapter 4, verse 7. Verse 7 says, "Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." So now you know how to deal with Satan. Submit to God and resist Satan's ways, and he'll flee from you. Tell him to leave, and he'll be obedient and leave. But verse 8 says, "Draw nigh to God." Nigh means near, for people who don't speak old English. It says, "Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded." Now this says a lot. Draw near to God, he'll draw near to you. Verse 9 says, "Be afflicted, mourn, and weep, and let your laughter be turned to mourning, and your joy to heaviness." That means when you're reluctant, instead of laughing and sin and enjoying sin, start to cry out for your sin and hate sin. But watch verse 10. It says, "Humble yourselves in the sight of God, and he will lift you up. Speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaks evil of his brother and judges his brother speaks evil of the law and judges the law. But if thou be a judge of the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge." Now, the Lord's if we humble ourselves in the sight of God, he will lift us up. The Lord resists the proud. I was looking for verse 6. Here it is. Verse 6 says, God gives more grace, wherefore he saith, God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. He resists the proud and he gives grace to the humble. And I'm going to tell you what's going on. The Holy Spirit wants to save you. He wants to give you insight and knowledge. But if you resist, if you don't receive what he's saying and you resist it because of your pride, God will resist you. If you're humble, he will open your eyes and give you grace. But if you resist the efforts of those who are trying to help you understand who Jesus is so that you can believe on him and live, if you resist them, then God will resist you. He wants to save you. His love don't change, but he will resist you if you resist him. But if you humble yourself and believe him, he will help you understand more. But if you resist him, he will resist. Even if you've been washed in the blood and you're God's child, if you go the way of pride, he will resist you. Now I'm gonna tell you something that have happened. I was in the presence of some pastors along the course of my life at different times, and the Lord would give me revelation to help them. But when I get in their presence, I forget everything. It's like I never heard anything. I couldn't call it up. I couldn't remember. And when I left their presence, it'll all come back. And I wondered why it happened that way. And years went by. And I received revelation. And some pastors, I get in their presence, and some of it would return. And I speak what God sanctioned me to speak. And then there were some people, they weren't even preachers, but they just wanted to know God, and the revelation would come, and I would have the green light to talk about it, and the Lord would add to it. I would actually learn as I talked to people that were hungry, that loved him. And I said, man, I can't wait to tell the pastor about this that I knew. Not the one I know now. I got a good pastor now. But I would go back and I would want to tell him what I learned. And I would forget that too. And I would be able to speak about a few things. And sometimes I would only be able to say, Father God. That's all I could say. All the revelation that God had given to minister to pastors around certain ones, it's like it'll all be gone. And then when I leave them, it'll all come back. Because God was acting just like they were. They didn't want to know God. And I realized what happened recently. About a year ago, I started understanding why that happened. Because God, if God is resisting the proud, when I'm around proud people, the revelation that they need will leave. Because the Holy Spirit is capable of causing you to remember and forget. And he caused me to forget all of it. And when I leave them, it all comes back up in my spirit. So God will act just like you do. If you want to know him, he'll give you more. If somebody's, if you're at church and the minister, the man of God is saying what you need, and you start, you know, wanting to leave and don't appreciate it, the Holy Spirit can't teach you. And then you're going to cause the Holy Spirit to resist you. And he won't open your eyes to the truth, and you'll die. And if you're a Christian, you'll die broke. And if you're not a Christian, you'll go to hell. But if you humble your heart, he can work with you, and he can enlighten you, so you can understand his word, so that you can believe it and speak it and act on it and live. The Lord has provided us a network of people, not just churches. People, anointed people. He can cause them to cross your path and say exactly what you need. You don't have to go looking for them. Whatever you want to know, ask the Lord. And when you're around people that's known to be anointed, just listen. You can activate their anointing if you're humble. A humble heart will activate the anointing. And a haughty, proud heart will turn it off. And if you're around people that want to know, and you acting proud, the Lord will cause them to say something, and you'll leave so he can minister to people, or he'll cause them to say things that'll be a parable to you and a blessing to them. So don't try to outsmart God. Just understand he's trying to help you because he loves you. He loves you deeply, even if you're hard-headed. But because you're proud, he's going to resist you. And don't take it lightly, because that's what God have always done. The way we measure God's word, it will be measured back to us. Jesus taught this, And I work, now that I know these things, I work harder to measure God's word greater. I try to be quick about obeying him. And I ask him, instead of trying to figure out what I don't, trying to get out of doing what, instead of trying to figure out how to get out of God, doing God's will, I ask God to certainly bless me to do all this in his heart. And then when he give me revelation, I embrace it. I want it. And I act like I want it. Mark chapter 4 verse 24 reads, "And he said unto them, Take heed what ye hear. With what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you. And to you, and unto you that hear, shall more be given." I'm going to read that again. Verse 23 says, "If any man have ears to hear, let him hear." And he said unto them, "Take heed what ye hear. With what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you. And unto you that hear, shall more be given. For he that hath, to him shall be given. And he that hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he has." So you can lose the things God taught you if you harden your heart against the word of God. If you, the moment you start acting on pride, things start going in reverse for you. When you say, "I don't need to go to church, God love me, I'll just stay at home. I don't, that preacher don't know nothing." When you act like that, you're turning off the network that God has given you. Remember something about preaching and pastors. All kind of people come to church. Some people are just getting started. Pastors have to go back and teach elementary things because new converts come in. He can't just, you have to be mature. And you have to be patient. God can use that same man that's working with people that just came in. You need to be there. The Lord will get to you. He'll say something that you need. And other people that are at church need your encouragement. Just because you feel like I'm not getting fed anymore, that's because you're full. You've received a lot of word. You know, it may seem like the pastor's saying the same thing, but your faith develops from hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing God's word. If the Lord's giving you the same thing for a period of time, double down. Receive what he's saying. Because the Lord sees the fact that you're going to need to use your faith for something. And when he go back and teach the elementary things you've already heard, don't go to sleep in church. Listen to what the pastor's saying now. Because the Lord can use the same elementary things and teach you more about his word. Just because you heard it before don't mean that you got the grip you need to have on it. And sometimes the people the pastor is trying to help is the baby people that won't grow up, that's been there for ages. Don't let a dead attitude divide you from the blessing God has given you. If the Lord gave you dreams about going to that church and he showed and things worked out, the enemy is trying to divide you from your source of strength. The church is not just a school. It's a hospital. It's a house of worship. It's a place of rest. It's a place of blessing. It's a place of encouragement. And sometimes if you pay attention to the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit will use you to say kind words to people that can make the difference. And don't be so fast to leave. Ask the Lord, is there anybody here that I can say something to? Be ready to be used by the Holy Spirit. And it doesn't take long. The Lord may, the word of God tells the older women to teach the younger women. Now, you're not going to just sit down and have a spontaneous class with the younger women. Why not use a few moments every Sunday just to speak to the younger women and get to know them. Say things in passing, that's a blessing. And if the Lord give you something specific to speak to a certain woman, older women, by all means speak it. Now remember, the word of God is sown in peace. Sometimes a relationship has to form before you can speak into somebody's life, unless the Holy Spirit tells you to do it. You can't just go up and give people information and they don't know you good. Some people won't receive it that way. But at the right time, at the right moment, the Sunday that you might have stayed at home, the Lord may have somebody that you could have been a blessing to. Never harden your heart against God. Ask the Lord to help you do all that's in His heart. And we all are going to have to miss church at some point because of certain things that happen. Now, I dedicate my Sundays to be at church. I work a lot. Sometimes I might miss a Wednesday night. I don't like it, but I have to sometimes to do what God gave me to do. I do this radio broadcast, and it's not free. I have to earn money to do it. And sometimes in order to finish a job on time, I have to work. And I try not to. I try not to take too many big jobs at once because I need to be there. I want to be there. I'm blessed when I go. And I thank God that our church has a... If you want to listen to the same word that I listen to, go to vcflive.org on YouTube. vcflive.org on YouTube. And Pastor McCann is a blessing. Many people get healed in the services. And it's a praying church. And God is moving there. Prophecies have gone forth and came to pass. And I thank God for it. The favor of God is there. The Lord helped the church to pay off a million dollar church in a few years. When Pastor got the loan for the bank, the lady said, let us make some money this time, because the other church was paid off prematurely. And I thank God for it. The church have paid off three churches since the ministry began. I came in 06, and the church was paid off in 08. So in 3 years, the church was paid off. They were in the old building. I came to the new building. God loves people, and He can move where there's faith. Don't do away with the network that God has provided you with. Thank God for the people that have spoken in your life. And bless the people that do that for you, because you honor God when you do. Remember, God will also, He loves you. There's nothing He won't do for you that's good. He will bless you if it's possible. It's not always possible for God to bless people, because people can be hard-headed. But keep in mind, God can act just like you do, and He will. The Word of God says it. Verse 6 in James chapter 4, verse 6, He resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. Over here, Jesus said, take heed what you hear, verse 24. With what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you. And unto you that hear more shall more be given. The way you hear God's word, the way you receive God's word, is the way it will operate in your life. If you can believe God, if you know the word teaches healing, if you can believe Him for aches and pains and not cancer and greater problems, you know, it'll come back to you in a small way or a large way if you can believe it. But what if, you know, some people may ask, well, what if I need a healing that can kill me? I need healing against something that's terminal. And I only have enough faith to believe God for aches and pains. Believe God anyway. Start studying the word against that problem and use your faith and believe God against that problem. And if you have trouble, go get the elders. The elders are people that they are known for praying and getting people healed in that area. You go get them and they'll pray for you and you will be healed. Now, people tell you God might heal, you know, this and that. Don't get Him. get the one that believe that God will heal you, that they are the elders. Don't get the compromisers. It didn't say go get those who compromise in their faith. Go get people of faith, elders, and they'll pray for you and you'll be healed, according to James chapter 5. And you can ask God to heal you. He can do it. One man said, Lord, help my unbelief. And he did. And when you're just getting started, there, you know, God won't, he won't turn you away. You do your part. And if God has to, he can give you the gift of faith. The gift of faith is one of the gifts of the Spirit. And the way it works is you believe God with all you got, and he'll help you believe in the rest of the journey. And you'll get it done. See, he has a network, but you got to use it. Now, I'm out of time. The Lord is not. He'll continue to teach you, bless you, relate to you, help you understand his word for the rest of the day if you're willing. But till next time, remember, I love you. God loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.